Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app and take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
You're listening to Jones and Keith on WEEI. It's Tier Tuesday with Jones and Keith.
Let's go! Jones and Keith, Tier Tuesday here on WEEI. It's brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. Visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. We got the NBA draft tomorrow. We're going to talk to Terp at high noon leading into the draft. Celtics already making moves. And it got us to thinking, Keith.
Yeah.
How could we tier off drafts?
I love drafts. Overall, I love drafts.
Me too.
NBA draft, big fan of it. Although I don't love the idea of them splitting it into two nights, but whatever. The NBA draft's still a very enjoyable time, whether your team is picking high or whether there's trades to be done. I'm a big fan of the drafts. And there's a lot of drafts. And so Billy's going to throw them at us.
I bet there's more than people are thinking.
I would agree with that. There's a lot of drafts, hence why it needs a tier. So right now we have three tiers, always fluid. We could change these. But top draft will be the can't wait tier.
Can't wait.
So, hey, this draft, can't wait for it.
Yeah.
Can't wait to be a part of this draft.
Almost like a must watch, or you've got to be a part of it.
Super
you
excited
don't
for
miss it.
It. Yeah, like a good buzz in the air for that draft.
Good.
The next one down, mid. So simply, it's kind of a mid draft.
Yeah.
It's not the best draft. It's also not the worst draft.
No, it's right in the middle. It's mid.
It's mid.
Yeah.
As MJF famously said, it's mid. And then the last one is just pretty bad.
Yeah, that's a bad one, right?
It's a bad one, right? That's a bad one, right?
That's a bad
from
one.
From our guy,
right?
From our guy Alex Cora, who's going to be on after WEEI Afternoons today at 5:30.
Oh, yeah.
After he got rung from another game. You wonder if he's cooled off a little bit.
Back-to-back games.
Not a good day to be cooled off. Although, it's probably nicer in Anaheim than it is here. Anaheim's like 85
yeah,
all
well,
the time.
I think...
we're in it. We're in it right now.
Midwest and West, I think it all got smoked by the heat wave already. And now the heat dome. Now we're dealing with it here in the Northeast.
It is thick out there.
It's soupy.
100. Oh, my God.
And not like
it's
the
currently
same.
64 in Anaheim.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
64 in Anaheim?
Well, it's also... You know, morning time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but still.
But it was 85 when I left at 5:45. So.
Hot as a pistol out there.
It's hot out there. We got thoughts on the heat wave coming up, too.
Oh, we certainly do.
But can't wait. Mid, that's a bad one, right?
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 Yeah, I agree.
Okay, good.
All right, so Billy, give me what do we got for drafts?
Up first, NBA draft.
Would you put it in a can't wait, or is it cooled a little bit? So the years it was... All right, hold on a second. There were some years where I loved the NBA draft. And whether the Celtics were picking high or not, there were big trades at the draft. Like, wasn't Ray Allen traded right like the day of the draft to the Celtics?
Mm-hmm.
You know, for the number 5 pick and all that stuff. So it's up there, but you're giving me a look. You don't think it's a can't wait?
I think I'm with Nick on mid.
All right.
I mean, I certainly
it'd be fun if like the first it was everything besides the first 12 picks mattered.
Yeah, right. I certainly don't hate it, but it is like the first couple of picks and then your team.
You know, like Jay Bill's really, talking about wingspan?
It's really all I care about.
Good length.
And maybe
love getting the watch guys put on the wrong hat even though they just got traded.
Right, let's go to Fran Fraschillo, who's going to talk about some kid who played in the Greek League.
I don't like that. I also just think, you know, you're right. We might be a little immune to it now because the Celtics haven't had high picks in a while. Yeah. I'm sure we'd have more anticipation level for it otherwise, but I'm going mid.
Yeah.
Let's not come out of the gates too hot.
All right.
NHL draft.
Okay, which is also this week, I think?
Yeah, I think it's Friday.
Yeah.
That's a bad one, right? Who's watching that?
That's a bad one, right?
I mean, I'll read about it the next day. I'll be like, who'd the Bruins take? I mean, I'm kind of interested in who the Bruins take.
What about the Moms? Anything on the Moms?
Do the Moms.
Can't wait.
All these. Wait.
Is that Will Fleming?
All these drafts, the Moms. Yeah, the Moms are there.
It's
a bad draft.
That's a bad draft.
You can't take your eyes off his mom.
It doesn't mean
some years there's like one guy worth drafting.
It doesn't make it not important, but like we don't know who any of these guys are. No. Half of them none of us have ever seen.
Correct. And then 4 years from now they'll be ready to go.
A bunch of them are going to amount to nothing. Bad draft.
Bad draft.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
Yeah.
Major League Baseball.
Bad draft.
Probably also a bad draft.
Same idea.
300 rounds.
Yeah.
Baseball also knows it's bad because in the middle of the season and they barely televise any of it.
Good point. Yeah. The timing of that one's the pits.
Why the hell do they do that?
I don't know.
They used to do it on like an actual conference call. They didn't even like televise the thing until like a decade ago. Maybe now like 15 years ago, they didn't bother putting it on TV.
Yeah, it's way too overwhelming.
It used to be 50 rounds. I think they've trimmed that down a lot, but it's still way too many rounds.
High school players, college players, it's a pain in the ass.
Again, it's not that it's not important, but like in terms of watchability and me investing, bad draft.
Interest. This is what we're talking about, like interest.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a bad draft. It's a bad draft.
Bad.
NFL draft.
Okay. Now, this can't wait.
This is awesome.
Doesn't matter who your team is. No. Doesn't matter if they're good, bad, drafting first, drafting 32. I'm watching as many rounds as I'm allowed to these days.
Give me Mel Kiper yelling at teams about not knowing how to draft quarterbacks.
Yes. Day one, day two, day three. Now, I'm locked in for all the days. It used to be better, Keith, when it was all in one day.
Perfect world, it's still on the weekend or not even all in one day, just Saturday, Sunday.
Did they split it up Saturday, Sunday? It wasn't all one day?
I don't think so.
I'm trying to remember now.
Rounds 1 through 3, then 4 through 7, something like that.
All weekend was great as a viewer. In our role, it's actually great they split it up.
Like it's better now.
From a media standpoint and the talkability standpoint, it's actually great. But as a viewer, the weekend was awesome.
There's always surprises. Some trades. Yeah, it's a can't wait.
Can't wait.
And it's all guys, for the most part, that you know. I mean, if you're interested in college football, you know all the guys. Whereas some of these other drafts, it's like, I have no clue.
And even if you didn't watch them in college, there's so much hype over months and months and months. You're going to have a good feeling on who these guys are, unlike MLB and NHL.
Yeah. WNBA.
That's a bad one, right?
Hey, no, hold on. WNBA draft?
I mean, that's a bad one, right?
Yeah, Cora, very... You have daughters.
What are you talking about?
But,
So when Caitlin Clark went number one overall a couple years ago, you weren't in on that?
Well, maybe I was in on that one.
To the Fever?
In general, am I in on the WNBA
draft? What
about
Paige?
Did anybody watch past that first overall
Paige? Yeah, you waited for Angel Reese to get picked, didn't you?
Did we?
Chicago Sky?
I'm not sure I tuned in.
Did you see that she has copied?
But I understand people did.
People were making fun of her because she's not a great basketball player, and they call her rebounds.
Me bounce. I did see this.
Which she has copywritten or like trademarked.
Yeah.
Pretty smart.
Really smart.
Me bounce.
Honestly,
that's so good. Every time you miss a shot, you get the board.
We just
got 8 me bounce.
Imagine if that's like an actual stat we begin tracking now, and we're like, where'd that come from?
I think
Angel Reese.
Keep track of it.
She, the goat of me bounce.
I think I mentioned this on the
Angel
air.
Reese.
You see those guys on TikTok that bet Angel Reese misses her first shot every game, and they go crazy. Yeah. They split the screen. On like 9 out of 10 or something insane.
Me
that
bounce.
Guy also posts her misses and just yells bang after every miss shot. Yeah,
but good for her to trademark and actually profit off of it, and also have a sense of humor about herself.
Yeah.
Good for her.
All right, but we'll put that.
But that's a bad draft.
Okay.
I'm not watching for the me bounce.
Paige Becker
me bounce highlights in the middle of the draft. Bad draft.
Paige Becker has her own Gatorade, Shirley Temple Gatorade,
Husky blood.
No, that's what it's called. They didn't go that route.
Oh, okay.
No.
Fantasy football.
Can't wait. Yes, dude. This is the greatest thing ever because now you're involved in
honestly,
this.
Yeah. Could there possibly be one better draft?
Maybe.
This is if we were going to rank within the tier, I know we don't do that.
Top one.
I'd have it even ahead of the NFL draft.
Yeah, me too. Because there's so much excitement about it. You're looking forward to it. That whole day, you just, forget about it. The intensity
the way I drink during mine, forget about the next day. I'm out of commission
it's
after
a mess.
That.
Yeah. And it's the rest of the season's downhill after the draft.
Yeah.
It's all about the draft.
I don't even care about the season. No. The season just frustrates me. The draft?
It's all about the draft.
So good.
Fantasy football draft.
I can't imagine
the
a better
goat.
Draft.
The GOAT.
The GOAT.
It's the GOAT draft.
Different tier? We need to make our own tier? The GOAT?
No.
Okay.
No, can't wait.
Can't wait.
It's fine.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
The GOAT!
Yeah.
The dong pool.
Can't wait.
All right, so we did with dong pool.
Can't wait.
No, this is more mid.
Mid.
Because it was quick. It was a quick draft.
It's faster than you'd like.
Way faster than you'd like.
Yeah.
It
almost didn't take up even half a segment
on
the radio.
We had to fill.
Yeah.
It was a good time, and we're keeping track of it, but it would just – maybe we needed to draft more players, or I don't know what –
are going to get people Venmo and Terp?
Although Terp did get $20 to win the draft.
Terp got the big dumper.
Before the draft didn't even finish, and he was already – had already won financially.
He stole the big dumper from Nick because Nick, in fairness, this is on you, Nick. You were just blabbing about big dumper.
Big dumper that.
You were just blabbing all over the office about it. And then the text line said, hey, Terp, I'll give you $20 to steal Kyle Tucker from Keith. And he did that as well.
He's got the flying
and
Kyles.
Terp is running away with the league.
Dominating.
Running away with it based on that. But dong pool, mid.
Mid!
It's not the best.
No.
Maybe,
not the worst.
Maybe you put it in a shorter segment next time, but it was good.
Yeah.
But,
ideally.
But it's a good draft.
Yeah.
Okay. What else?
Ice cold beer.
Oh, can't wait.
Oh,
can't wait.
A nice pint.
In retrospect, I'm happy we didn't make fantasy draft the GOAT because this one might be the GOAT.
This one might be the GOAT.
Yeah.
What if you combine the two?
A nice icy cold draft beer. Well, you combine draft beers with your fantasy football
draft? I've had, I think once we did it at a bar.
Sick brag, bro.
That no doubt is.
I did that for a baseball draft. You want to talk about a bunch of dorks
sitting around doing
a fantasy baseball draft at a bar? Yeah. Dorks.
This was
football
at,
a little cooler.
When I was at the now defunct radio station in Nashua, New Hampshire, so like a bunch of dudes from the station, we had like a deal with some bar, and so we had like a little room, and so we had like the stickers.
On the air?
No, we should have done it on the air.
Okay.
But yeah, that was fantastic. So that was combining draft beers with the draft.
Oh, man.
Maybe the best moment of my life.
And especially on a day like today. Nice, frosty, cold draft beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nice. Number one.
All right. That's definitely can't wait.
Yeah.
A couple more here, Bill. What do we got?
The war.
We're being drafted
into
the war?
Like drafted into the military.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd put that bottom tier.
I'd rather the beer. I'm too much of a coward.
Yeah.
I would much rather draft my fantasy team than actually go to war.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. I might even move to Canada
in those scenarios.
So.
Oh, you'd be a draft dodger.
Yeah, I might even.
Okay.
It's such now a low tier.
Lock them up.
Well, they're going to get me.
Sounds like a hippie from Vermont.
It does. That is such a Vermont move.
They got to go catch me.
That's true.
But yeah, okay.
We'll put that one lower then. We'll put that in the.
You can't run very far, so I think they're going to catch you just fine.
This is a good point. That's a good point.
Dipikard, you're going to work kind of behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I peel potatoes.
Somebody's got to do it.
Well, that's a low tier, though.
We'll put you.
I'd put that on. That's a bad one. I don't want to be drafted to the military.
But just so we're clear, being drafted to the military is on the same tier as the WNBA draft, the MLB draft, and the NHL draft?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we nailed that.
That's fine.
What else?
Last but not least, rough.
Well, like a rough draft.
A rough draft. Yeah, I'd say
that's
that whole
a bad
thing.
One,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, okay.
Well, I think it's better than these ones. Like a rough draft, because you're not ready for either your speech or maybe your paper, like your homework.
Yeah, you can work your way through
Let me do like a rough draft.
Spitball a few ideas.
Dress rehearsal for your paper.
A dry run.
It involves doing work. Like this is the start of doing work.
Yeah, but you have to do the work.
The work needs to get done.
I know. Yeah. You just do one draft and then you're done.
Wow.
That sounds like a poor student.
That's going to work in radio.
Yeah.
That sounds like.
That's exactly what happened.
All right, mid?
I think it's mid, though.
I think it's mid.
I think it's mid. Just separated from the other ones.
It's a necessary evil.
Yeah.
It's an evil.
Mid!
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not worse than the WNBA draft or getting drafted into the military.
Although, text line said, what about the WWE draft?
Oh, I didn't. Is that a thing?
So I'd forgotten about this, Billy. Don't they do that Raw and SmackDown draft rosters?
They do.
Or they used to?
I don't know if they do it once a year.
I don't know if
now.
They do it anymore.
I don't know how long. I mean, I pay attention enough.
Can't wait!
Too many people in wrestling.
Okay, so what we settle on for these tiers?
All right, so for the can't wait, we did tiers for drafts.
Yep.
So can't wait is the NFL draft, a fantasy football draft, and a draft beer.
I mean, that's
the big three.
I couldn't think of a more perfect tier.
That's the big three.
Than that.
The mid tier is the NBA draft, the dong pool draft, and a rough draft.
Pool, I just realized, is a very important word.
Yes.
On that draft specifically. Need the word pool there. Yep.
And then that's bad, right? Tier would be the NHL draft, the MLB draft, the WNBA draft, and the military draft.
Yeah.
I think we kind of nailed it.
I hate to pat ourselves on the back too much, but every time when you stare at it, it feels a little convoluted in real time.
But then the Terps working cooking up a graphic. So if you go to at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram, well, you'll see it shortly.
Like, I can't wait to see what he cooks up for this one specifically.
That'd be great.
But yes, at Jones and Keefe, you'll see the full draft tiers on social media. 617-779-7937. Now, we got all your phone calls there. You can interact. And we were talking about a nice cold draft beer in the middle of a heat wave.
Yeah,
Keith.
That's right.
Heat dome right over us. Uh-huh. Heat wave here in New England. We'll give you some heat wave hot takes.
Yes.
Coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Watch us, love us. Just follow WEEI on Twitch. Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
So I think there's two options with this song that pop into my head when I hear it. One, the Twitch chat has 40-year-old virgin.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Doesn't Cartman sing this on a South Park episode?
Yeah, yeah.
Like kind of a cappella.
He's in like the Capitol, isn't he?
He's doing something. Right, where is he, Bill?
Was that
in front of Congress.
Congress.
Was the episode like Kenny was dead fighting for the good and evil and they were trying to decide whether they should...
It wasn't when they were all there.
Rallies everybody
together.
I think
that might be the same one. I think that might be that episode.
It wasn't when they were all there for the recorders and the brown note. It wasn't for that. It was different than that. Okay. Yeah. But they were all descended on the Capitol.
Right.
Okay, good. Well, there's a reason we're playing that here today.
Can I finish? Okay, I'm finished.
There's a heat wave outside, Keith.
It's hot out there.
It's hot as...
Stay cool if you can.
Hot as the Dickens out there, as they say. And so we thought maybe it'd be a good day to come up with some heat wave hot takes.
Is it still hot out there?
Heat dome over us,
as
it were.
You got hot takes?
I have a hot take.
I got a couple hot takes.
Did you say you have a sports heat wave hot take?
I have a sports hot take and I have a non-sports hot take. Both equally hot.
I have a non-sports hot take.
Okay.
I wasn't alerted on the sports one.
No, feel free.
So let me tell you, when we've argued about this before, Keith, and I believe if I remember correctly, you've almost came to blows with a good friend of yours over rather being hot than cold. I don't want to relitigate that.
Please don't.
Because I don't want to get into...
It was all the details on that. Because ironically, we both agreed on the same thing. We both wanted to be cold.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, yeah, but there was a lot of very specific details in there that
was really what almost sent you two to blows.
That's right.
No, so I would rather be hot than cold. So I'm on the other side of that argument than you two. And here's a good example of it. You know what I have every morning, regardless of temperature?
Hot coffee?
Hot coffee.
You know what I have every day, regardless of
temperature? Probably iced.
Iced coffee.
Yeah. You know what's gross about iced coffee on a day like today?
No,
is when I came in here after Greg and his melted iced coffee was just...
Yeah.
It's on the keyboard.
A little dewy.
It's all over the desk.
A little dewy.
It's not that hard.
That's not Greg's fault. No, I wiped it down with one of the graveyard Mike socks over there. That is what I wiped it down with. You know, one of those 10 things piled up in the corner.
All right.
But so I like a nice hot coffee. I almost enjoy it more on a nice hot day in the air conditioning like this.
That is bizarre.
It's so damn hot.
A nice hot coffee. And look, I dabble in iced coffee
air
plenty.
Conditioning. You do like being cold. We're in air conditioning.
Well, no, but I was drinking it in my car. I was drinking it outside. I'll drink it later on today.
You have no air conditioning in your car?
No.
Just a hot box?
No, I had to walk to my car. I had to walk in here. I don't keep my my home
sick breath, bro.
Ridiculously cold.
I wish I could.
As my wife likes to know, I pretty much keep the heat off in the winter and the air conditioning off in the summer. I'm nickel and diamond.
You're a real nature.
I like a nice sizzling hot coffee most of the year, including on a nice day like today. I made sure to get a hot coffee today.
I've had hot coffee once in my life, and I burned my mouth.
Sick brag, bro.
I was in Minnesota for the Super Bowl. I've told this many times. I was in Super Bowl week in Minnesota. It was the coldest I've ever been in my entire life, and I am somebody who likes to be cold, but the Minnesota cold, too much.
Too much, really?
Yeah, I was like, hot.
So you were in the heat for that.
I was.
So you did like to be warm.
No, I was like, I would get out of here. This is too much. It's just too much.
Interesting. It's interesting how we're talking through this.
But now it's just, it's too hot out there today. When you have like the back sweat, when you haven't even done anything, you're just walking. You're slowly walking.
I'd rather sweat than shiver.
No, yes. Me.
Not to go overtime on my limited.
Yeah, it's too much.
Hot take time. All right, what else you got?
All right, so the Celtics are going to win the Eastern Conference. That is my.
Wow.
That is my hot take.
That is a spicy one.
That's
hot. No matter what.
You look at the landscape of the Eastern Conference right now, the thing is wide open. I already like the return for Holiday. I can only imagine what the return is going to be for Hauser and Porzingis. So before the odds get out of whack, I'd get in there on Celtics winning the East.
You know what I like?
Yeah.
We've learned nothing from being too bullish on the Red Sox this year.
We're just putting
my chips in.
Do it on the Celtics.
Well, it's what makes it a hot take.
The Celtics.
It's what makes it a hot take.
I appreciate it. Hot. It's what makes it a hot take. Now, my non-sports hot take is not only should Michael B. Jordan win an Oscar for Sinners, he should win two. So hot and hot. Wow. He should win Best Actor and Best Supporting Actor. He should win Best Actor for Stack. And best supporting actor for Smoke. He played two roles.
I see.
He should win two Oscars.
You don't feel this way about De Niro and Alto Kings.
He shouldn't probably. Okay. Alto Knights. Although he wasn't as bad as Nick makes it out to be.
Okay.
It was bad.
Nick was really. Nick did not like the movie.
Is that a hot take? Is that Nick's hot take?
No. Me saying it's not that bad is actually the hotter.
Ooh, we got
of
a third
the takes.
One.
Yeah. No, that's probably the hotter of the takes. But no, Michael B. Jordan should be recognized twice.
Seinfeld supporting actress. Haley Steinfeld for supporting actress.
I didn't know,
but I got that.
Yeah, Haley Steinfeld for supporting. Yes,
I heard Seinfeld.
She should win that as well.
Okay, so I like hot coffee on a hot day like today. Made sure I got one.
That's wild.
Keith thinks the Celtics are going to win the East.
Yep,
and likewise thinks Michael B. Jordan should win Best Actor and Best Supporting Actor
for the same movie.
Billy, you got a heat wave hot take over there?
I got nothing.
I think
drink
good.
Water, stay in the AC.
Nice,
that's just
nice,
good advice.
Nice.
Really,
Billy, would you rather be hot or cold? Settle a debate.
Cold.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Cold because I can layer up. Can only take off so many clothes.
People say that you can only do that for so long, and then you're like a frozen block of ice.
Yeah, but like most temperature around here, you just need a hooded sweatshirt and you're good.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
No,
I could be bare naked out there, and I'd be like, it's too hot.
Okay, but those aren't the equivalent.
Well, yeah, it is.
If I just throw on a hoodie, it's not super cold. We're talking about freezing cold versus boiling hot.
But the cold extreme, like the coldest day of the year, I'd much rather be outside for 5 hours than the hottest day of the year.
Not me.
What? I know that, but we're talking about me now.
No, I know, but like seriously, you'd rather be out there on the coldest day of the year than the hottest day of the year?
100%.
Not even remotely close.
Yeah.
No. For being outside the cold.
All right, well, would rather be cold. You're the only one who's going to be hot.
Would you rather be out doing yard work in the heat or shoveling in the cold?
Shoveling in the cold. Not even close.
Yard work in the heat.
The idea of doing anything in the yard when I get home today is just insane. Oh, you die. Way too hot. Sweating bullets. Ugh.
Yeah, but that's all. You're not going to lose a finger from frostbite.
No, we get heat stroke.
Yeah, maybe. You could get heat stroke.
You could get heat stroke.
I'm not saying you can't. I'm just saying I'd rather risk that.
And sunburn.
Lose a finger.
Oh, sun! Don't even get me started on this. We haven't even talked about the sunburn part.
You can get sunburn in the cold.
Oh, please.
That's sun.
Not like this.
Of course, yes.
Yeah, a little windburn if I'm skiing.
Look at Tom Coughlin at a Green Bay game. That guy's face is purple.
That's true. How about Lambeau Field?
Yeah, the sunburn's from the sun. It's not from the heat. It's from the sun.
Yeah, the sun's still bad.
It can be sunny when it's cold out.
Yeah, but I think you get more sunburns in the summer.
Burned by the sun in the winter.
I'm just telling you, it's from the sun. You definitely can.
You load up the sunscreen during the winter? Do you? Okay.
I mean, if you don't, you go skiing. You got all your skin exposed. You can get sunburn for sure.
Windburns.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, good debate there.
Did you see Chet Holmgren, what he called the Michelob goggles?
No.
Michelob. I got these Michelob goggles. I'm good.
I did not.
Did you see that they left like half the beer undrained?
Dude, these guys, that's like a side story from the Thunder.
I did not see
They're
that.
Like not into it.
Okay. You know why?
They don't drink.
They're not old enough.
They're all so young. No, and that's not because they're not.
I wouldn't go the
drink.
Other way.
No. Read up on millennials and Gen Z. Drinking's way down with younger generations. These nerdy kids. Drinking's way down. With like Gen Z?
I was going to say, if 20-year-old...
Jones going to stuff him in the locker.
If 20-year-old Rich Keefe won the title, I think we'd be good with all the beers in there.
I would look like Martian.
Yeah.
I mean, like that's how you celebrate a championship.
Good point. They're not
like,
into it.
Not like kids these days.
So what do they do?
Kids, I don't know.
How do kids celebrate?
They're probably like, oh, do you have any NA champagne?
Yeah.
That's probably how they celebrate.
They're all just on their phones.
Yeah.
They're all as soon as they get it.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, I'm like, reading
my mention. ChatGPT told me not to drink.
Jesus.
It was so weird,
you
though.
You celebrate a title like Martian gets it. That's how you celebrate a title. Like, kids these days, they don't even get it.
It was pretty hilarious. They had like cases, like just all on ice, beers and champagne, and like nobody touched any of them. It was like kind of sad.
I hadn't seen this, but I'm telling you, that's a generational thing. The future of alcohol companies, they're all worried about, they got to get into NA because
of this. Derek White, Sam Hauser threw up on the duck boat.
Good boy.
Those guys were blitzed last
maybe
year.
It says something about Boston.
I think it's maybe, an Oklahoma
maybe,
City
yeah,
thing.
Maybe it says something
These
about
guys are
Boston.
Weird.
Fair point.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, those young guys were getting after on the Celtics. That's true. 617-779-7937. Phone lines are open for all your heat wave hot takes. Bring them in. We're getting a bunch on the text line. We did, by the way, miss out on a couple of, I would say, very solid suggestions for missed out tiers. Keith?
Oh, yeah. We had a couple of good drafts that we missed.
A windy draft, like a strong draft of wind?
Yeah, a good draft of wind.
That was one we missed.
Mock drafts.
Mock draft was the other one I was looking for. Thank you.
Chris Shimes, mock draft 2.0, WEEI.com. Missed out on that one.
We should have mocked it.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Or 23-7. We'll get back to the Celtics as well. Big deal last night. Celtics ain't done, by the way. A new report from Jay King. They're shopping Kristaps Porzingis, which, by the way, Terp tried to warn us about earlier today. Get ready for Porzingis to move in the next 24-ish hours. So stay tuned for it. We'll react next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.